In his second letter to Timothy, the Apostle Paul writes these words, "I charge you in the presence of God and of Christ Jesus, who is to judge the living and the dead, and by his appearing and by his kingdom, preach the word. Be urgent, in season and out of season. Convince, rebuke, and exhort. Be unfailing in patience and in teaching." This is In Season and Out of Season, a Bible teaching ministry with Father Tom DiLorenzo.
Good day, it's Father Tom, and I'm glad to be with you today. Hallelujah. What a day in Boston. Feels like a hurricane. The wind is blowing. Oh, do we need the wind? We need the wind of the Holy Spirit. God, let what's happening outside be transformed into the Spirit. We need the wind of the Spirit of God and the rain of God. Oh, Jesus, Son of God, it is Advent, and we await your coming in glory, and your coming as a baby. Oh, Jesus, manifest your glory in your church, in word and in sacrament. Manifest your glory through your church, in word and in sacrament. Manifest your glory, Lord. Let the wind of the Spirit blow. Hallelujah. Let the rain of the Holy Spirit come down upon your people. We thirst for you, O Lord. We thirst for you, O Lord. We thirst for you, O Lord. We thirst for you. I thirst for you. I'm reading from Isaiah, the first chapter. The vision of Isaiah, the son of Amoz, which he saw concerning Judah and Jerusalem in the days of Uzziah, Jotham, Ahaz, and Ezekiah, kings of Judah. What does Isaiah do? He puts his prophetic word in history. In history, in the days of Uzziah, Jotham, Ahaz, and Hezekiah, kings of Judah, that the word of the Lord came to Isaiah during that time. During that time. So somebody would say, I received the word of God during the presidency of Obama, or I received the word of God during the presidency of Lincoln. I received the word of God during the presidency of whoever. In other words, you want to date what's happened in historical time. Listen to the next one. Hear, O heavens, and give ear, O earth, for the Lord hath spoken. I have nourished and brought up children. The Lord says this, I have nourished and brought up children in Judah and in Jerusalem, yes, and they have rebelled against me. They have rebelled against me. How did they rebel? By burning incense to false gods, by offering their children to Moloch. They have rebelled against me, the Lord says. Listen to the next one. See if this sounds familiar. The ox knows his owner, and the ass his master's crib. But Israel doth not know, my people doth not consider. The ox knows its owner, and the donkey its master's crib, but Israel doth not know, my people doth not consider. I now take you to the manger. The ox knows its owner, and the jackass knows its master's crib. I'm reading now from Luke chapter 2. Let's see what God says in Luke chapter 2. And it came to pass in those days that there went out a decree from Caesar Augustus that all the world should be taxed. And this taxing was first made when Cyrenius was the governor of Syria. Again, Luke puts this happening during an historical time. It didn't happen as a fairy tale. It wasn't a myth. It was during the time that Caesar Augustus reigned, and that Augustus saw that the world should be taxed, and this taxing was first made when Cyrenius was the governor of Syria. Again, it's historical. And all went to be taxed, everyone into his own city. And Joseph also went up from the Galilee region out of the city of Nazareth
into Judea, unto the city of David, which is called Bethlehem. Why? Because Joseph was of the tribe and lineage of David, Bethlehem. To be taxed, he went there to be taxed with Mary, his espoused wife, who was great with child, who was very pregnant, who was ready to deliver, And so it was that while they were there, the days were accomplished that she should be delivered. And she brought forth her firstborn son and wrapped him in swaddling clothes and laid him in a manger, because there was no room for them in the inn. The ox knows its owner, and the ass knows its crib, but the people of God do not know Messiah. Isn't it interesting that Isaiah spoke not only for his day, but Isaiah spoke for our day? That they brought forth her first, she brought forth her firstborn son and wrapped him in swaddling clothes and laid him in a manger, a feeding trough, because there was no room for them in the inn. My question is this: is there room for Jesus in your life as you go about buying things and selling things and doing things and being so busy that you don't know A from B and you don't know Jesus from Mickey Mouse? Has your heart prepared to receive Jesus if he comes again in glory today? Is your heart prepared to meet Jesus as he is, we remember his beautiful birth and placing in a feeding trough? You see, this is symbolic. Jesus is placed in a feeding trough, and he becomes the bread of life. Bethlehem means the house of bread. The bread of life was born and placed in a feeding trough. Oh, unless you eat my flesh and drink my blood, you have no life in you. He who eats my flesh and drinks my blood abides in me, and I in him. As the living Father sent me, and I live because of the Father, he who eats me will live because of me. This is the bread come down from heaven. Unlike the bread that your fathers ate in the wilderness and died, the manna, those who eat this bread will live forever, and the bread that I shall give is my flesh for the life of the world to come. Oh, Jesus, Son of God, you were born in a manger, and the ox knew you, and the ass knew you, but your people did not know you. Oh, isn't it funny that Herod knew you because he was jealous? Herod knew you because he was jealous, and most of your people didn't know you. And I tell you this, most Christians that call themselves Christians still do not know Jesus, still do not know him, still think of him very little. Why are you running around today? Why are you going here and there and everywhere? What is it all about, Alfie? What is it all about? It's all about Jesus. It's not about buying things and selling things. Today, Father Joshi asked me, he said, Tom, what would you like for Christmas? And what I said was something that I really want. I want blades for my razor. That's what I want. Blades for my razor, because I like that razor. And I haven't gone looking for the certain blade that fits it. You might say, that's kind of crazy. No, that's all. I don't need anything. I've got everything. What do I need? Put something else in the closet? I don't need anything. God has been good to me. People have been good to me. I don't need anything. But razors and blades for my razors, I do need. And you know, that's just so simple. That'd be the greatest present for me, because I love this razor. You might say, that sounds so stupid. Well, sounds stupid to you, it sounds good to me. And there were in the same region shepherds abiding in the field, keeping watch over the flock by night.
When do shepherds in Bethlehem keep watch over the flock by night? In the fall. So Jesus was born in the fall. We celebrate it on the 25th of December, but he was really born in the fall. But you know what? What we celebrate makes no difference. The date makes a difference who was born. And there were shepherds in the same region, abiding in the field, keeping watch over the flock by night. And lo, the angel of the Lord came upon them, and the glory of the Lord shone round about them, and they were very afraid. I tell you, the angel of the Lord came, and came the glory. They were paralyzed in the presence of God. I have seen it. I have seen when the glory comes, people cannot move. They say, I wanted to move, and I couldn't move. They were filled with the glory of God. These shepherds who were watching their flock by night, the angel of God came to them. And what does the angel say? The angel said unto them, fear not, for behold, I bring you good tidings of great joy, which shall be to all people, to the Jew first, and then to the Gentile. I'll tell you what the angel said. The angel said unto them, don't be afraid, for behold, I bring you good tidings, good news of the great joy which shall be to all people. For unto you is born this day in the city of David, Bethlehem, a Savior, which is Christ the Lord. My Lord, the first one to announce the good news is an angel. Isn't that wonderful? The first one to announce the good news of the birth of the Savior is an angel, proclaiming that Jesus Christ is born as a Savior in David's house in Bethlehem, in the house of bread. The bread of life is born, which is Christ the Lord, which is the anointed the Lord, which is the Messiah the Lord. This is the one who is born. And the angel speaking to shepherds, lowly shepherds. God reveals himself first to the lowly. Unless you become an infant, and you shall not enter the kingdom of heaven. God did not reveal his son to the great kings and the great queens of the earth, but to lowly shepherds, because this is the one who would shepherd Israel. This is the one who would shepherd the world. And that this good news is not only for Israel, but this good news is for all people. For unto you is born this day in the city of David a Savior, which is Christ the Lord. And this shall be the sign unto you. You shall find a babe wrapped in swaddling clothes and lying in a manger. Remember about the ox knows its owner, and the donkey knows its crib, but Israel does not know its Lord. It sacrifices to other gods. I'm going to tell you the same thing. The Catholic knows where the church is, maybe they don't. The Catholic knows to get their kids baptized, maybe they don't. But they do not bring their children up in the faith of the Lord Jesus Christ, to love Jesus, to know Jesus, to serve Jesus. Most Catholics do not do that. There are exceptions. There are exceptions. Oh, yes, the children will go to dancing school and hockey school, and they'll play this and they'll play that. But they do not know Jesus. They do not know Jesus because the parents gave them everything but a faith to live by. And isn't it sad that when things happen, when bad things happen, I tell you, the only thing that helps is that we run to Jesus, that we surrender to Jesus, that we ask Jesus to be our Savior, that as we go through the valley of the shadow of death, that the Lord is with us as the shepherd who laid down his life for us. I want to say this, Jesus Christ is the only child that was born to die. Jesus Christ was the only child born to die, because by his blood we are saved. By his blood we are forgiven. By his blood we come into the kingdom. For unto you is born this day, to whom? To all people in the city of David, a Savior,
which is Christ the Lord. And this shall be a sign unto you. You shall find a babe wrapped in swaddling clothes and lying in a manger.
That's the sign. The sign is that you're going to find a little infant lying in a food trough for animals. Oh, the ox knows its owner, and the donkey knows its crib. But my people do not recognize me. They're out today shopping. They're out today going from place to place. And the only way they mention me, so many of them, is with the swear word. Oh, to know Jesus, to love Jesus, and to serve Jesus. And suddenly there was with the angel a multitude of heavenly hosts praising God and saying, glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace and goodwill toward men. Yes, not toward people, toward men, because men includes women. Oh, what did they say? Glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace and goodwill toward men. Hallelujah. Who is the one who brings peace? The Prince of Peace. Who is the one who shepherds his people? The one born in Bethlehem and lying in a manger. Who is the one who has come to save us? Oh, his name is Jesus. Who is the one who comes to deliver us? His name is Jesus. Jesus is his name. And it came to pass, as the angels were gone away from them into heaven, the shepherds said to one another, let us now go even unto Bethlehem and see this thing which is come to pass, which the Lord hath made known to us. Hey, they must have been poor Jews, but they knew that the angel came from the Lord. I wonder what people would say today. My angel is my guiding force. Which angel? Do you know, 1/3 of the angels come from hell. Do you know that? The only angels I want to associate with are the ones that are before the throne of God, singing glory to God in the highest, praise and honor and adoration. Worthy is the Lamb that was slain. We have people saying, I have angels that are my spirit guides. You better watch out and make sure that they know Jesus, because these spirit guide angels come from hell and they want you to go to hell. That's a real thing. I don't believe in all angels that bring us to God. Some angels, 1/3 of the amount of angels, were sent upon the earth to bring people to hell. That's why I want the angel that worships God, that sings glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace and goodwill toward men. And it came to pass, as the angels were gone away from them into heaven. Now the angels depart. They did their job. They proclaimed the good news that Jesus is born, that the Savior is born. Let us now go even unto Bethlehem and see this thing which has come to pass, which the Lord hath made known to us. And they came with haste. Isn't that something? They came with haste. They did not walk. They ran. And they ran to a manger. They ran to a place of animals. Yes, the ox knows its owner, and the ass knows its crib. But my people do not know me. But these shepherds, these lowly shepherds, recognize Jesus. They recognize Jesus because they were preached to by an angel. Isn't it wonderful? We don't have too many angels preaching today, but I'm preaching today that there is one salvation. His name is Jesus. There is one church that Christ founded. It's the Catholic Church. Oh, but the Catholic Church needs to learn from the Evangelical Church to preach the gospel in season and out of season, when convenient and inconvenient. The Catholic Church offers word and sacrament. Oh, do we need the sacrament of the Lord? Do we need his body and blood? Oh, yes, we do. But I'm telling you, it is not either the word or the sacrament. It is the word and the sacrament. What's his name? Augustine. St. Augustine said, we are fed from two tables, the table of the Lord, which is the Word, and the table of the Lord, which is the Eucharist. faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. Why did these shepherds run? Because they heard the word of God. Faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. This is the sign: you shall find a babe wrapped in swaddling clothes and lying in a manger. And what do they do? They went with haste, and they found Mary and Joseph and the baby lying in a feeding trough in a manger. And when they had seen it, they made known abroad the saying which was told them concerning this child. They made known that they were visited by an angel, and that the glory of God was on them, that they couldn't even move. Oh, they made known that they would come and find a baby. The sign was a baby that was going to be in a feeding trough, in a manger. My friends, I tell you, this baby is true God and true man. This baby is the salvation of the world. This baby is my salvation, for he will grow up. And he will grow up, and he will grow up, and you know, he will grow up and give his life as a ransom for many, as a ransom for many. He will grow up, and it says of him, for he shall grow up before him as a tender plant and as a root out of the dry ground. He hath no form nor comeliness when we shall see him. There is no beauty that we should desire him because of the stripes that were on his back. He is despised and rejected of men, a man of sorrows and acquainted with grief, as one we would hide our faces from him. He was despised and we esteemed him not. Surely, surely, this baby who grew up hath borne our griefs and carried our sorrows. This baby that was born to Mary has borne our griefs on the cross and carried our sorrows. Yet we did esteem him stricken, smitten of God, and afflicted. But he was wounded for our transgressions. He was wounded for my transgressions. He was wounded for your transgressions. He was wounded for our transgressions. He was bruised for our iniquities. The chastisement of our peace was upon him, and by his stripes we were healed. All we, like sheep, had gone astray. Maybe you're gone astray. Maybe you knew Jesus once, and you give him no time, and you don't love him anymore, and you're into the kingdom of thingdom. All we, like sheep, have gone astray. We have turned everyone to our own way. That's sin. And the Lord hath laid upon him, that's this baby who grew up, the iniquity of us all. He was oppressed, and he was afflicted, yet he opened not his mouth. He is brought forth as a lamb before the slaughter, as a sheep before his shearers is dumb. He opened not his mouth. My friends, this baby is our salvation. This baby that was born in a manger is your salvation. Jesus, you grew up and you did miracles and deliverances, and then you did the greatest miracle. You stretched forth your hands on a cross and you bled for us. For without the shedding of blood, there is no forgiveness of sins. We thank you and we praise you that your blood saves us. We thank you and we praise you that through your blood, we can come to the Father, because you are the way. You are the truth. You are the life. We come to you, Jesus, because no man cometh unto the Father except they go through you. You are the man of sorrows, and now the man of glory, risen at the right hand of the Father, risen and king at the right hand of the Father. Listen, on this Sunday, the 23rd, at 3:30 to 5, we have the live nativity at Holy Rosary in Winthrop. This Sunday, the 23rd, between 3:30 and 5, bring the children. We are going to rejoice with the heavenly choirs. We're going to rejoice that unto us in the city of David is born a Savior. We are going to rejoice because Jesus Christ is Lord, because he is the King of kings and the Lord of lords. We are going to rejoice and rejoice this Sunday, the 23rd. The 23rd of December. Let me tell you that tomorrow something begins to happen. No, the world's not going to end tomorrow. Tomorrow the days start getting longer. Hallelujah. Maybe 10 seconds, but the days start getting longer tomorrow. Hallelujah. By Christmas Day, the 25th, we can see the difference. And my friends, I want to live in the light of Christ. I want to live in the light of Christ. I want to live by His Spirit. I want to recognize Him as the ox recognizes his owner. I want to recognize Jesus wherever I find him. And sometimes it's in the stranger. Oh, it's always in the Eucharist. It's always in the Word of God. But sometimes he comes masqueraded in the poor. And we say, get out of here. We have no room for you. I tell you, there was no room in the inn for Jesus. And there are so many people that there's no room for them. You could at least speak a kind word to them. You could at least offer them a prayer. You can at least make a sandwich for them. You can at least notice that they are real people and that you care. There are so many people, so many people. I got a call today, and I was, it makes no difference what I was. I thank God I answered it. I thank God I answered it. I thank God I answered it because you know what? It was Jesus on the other end of the phone. It was Jesus who was suffering on the other end of the phone. It was Jesus who was weeping on the other end of the phone. I couldn't do much but answer it and pray a little prayer. Please recognize Jesus, for the ox knows its owner and the donkey knows its crib. But do we know Jesus Christ when he comes? God bless you.
Behold, I stand at the door and knock.
This has been In Season and Out of Season with Father Tom DiLorenzo. A tape of this week's series of messages is available to you with a donation when you write to this new address, Father Tom DiLorenzo, P.O. Box 602, East Boston, Mass. 02128. Please make a note of it. And remember that this ministry is supported only by the donations of listeners, so please help as the Lord leads you. That new address again is Father Tom DiLorenzo, P.O. Box 602, East Boston, Mass. 02128. And be sure to listen again next time for In Season and Out of Season.